The Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum in Chattanooga offers daily excursions along a historic route that first opened to rail traffic back in 1858. It was the railroad's strategic importance that led to the Civil War Battle of Chickamauga that was fought here back in the fall of 1863. With the demise of steam engines in the mid-1950s and the rerouting of Southern Railway's tracks that circumvented the old circa 1858 Missionary Ridge Tunnel, a group of railroad buffs stepped in to save a unique piece of Tennessee history. They formed the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum in 1961 to preserve, restore, and operate historic railroad equipment along the abandoned short line. By 1971, the nonprofit group was offering regularly scheduled train trips pulled by ancient steam-powered locomotives, and the mission continues today. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum's Grand Junction Station, where we caught up with Tim Andrews, who's president of the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum, and then it was time to climb aboard the Missionary Ridge Special for a short but extraordinary memorable trip back in time in the cab of the classic old Southern Railway's engine number 630 with 28-year-old engineer Zach Gilmore at the throttle. Sitting atop the coal car right behind Zach, it was like being in the innards of a mechanical dragon, especially palpable when the fireman opened the flue and stoked the coals as flames licked at the open door, and the articulating metal panels creaked and groaned as the engine literally hissed and huffed and puffed. Tim Andrews.
We were founded in 1961 by a group of local citizens who wanted to make sure that we preserved steam locomotives and passenger cars for future generations.
And that was basically just days after the demise of the steam engine.
That is correct. And even in those days, trying to find steam engines for a museum, so many had gone to scrap by 1961 that the number that were left were very few and far between. We've done a number of feature films here, including Water for Elephants. We did George Clooney's Leatherheads here. There aren't too many places in the United States, particularly east of the Mississippi, where you can film active steam and passenger trains for movies. So we're pretty active. We do one every couple of years.
Where are you located?
We're in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Of course, best known for the Chattanooga Choo Choo, the song. And so everybody comes to Chattanooga looking for trains.
Even though it's a museum, it's a very active, hands-on experience for families and kids. What would somebody find if they came out here?
Well, Well, that's the sound of a steam engine with a safety valve going off. It'll stop in a second. Because our founders wanted to make sure that you experienced what passenger trains and steam locomotives were like, there's always equipment moving around, trains moving. The steam engine is live, it's hot, there's smoky smell, there's the whole experience of sight and sound that you wouldn't get in a Smithsonian or a stationary static museum.
Tell us about some of the different itineraries. Like, for example, we're going out on a real short...
The Missionary Ridge Local, it basically is a train that travels 3 miles from the depot here, what we call Grand Junction, over to an area known as East Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And it's the original right-of-way of the Southern Railway as it came into Chattanooga. It includes several bridges, including over Chickamauga Creek and a 1,000-foot tunnel through Missionary Ridge.
So this would have been the route before and during the Civil War, then?
That's correct. And then, in fact, the line was opened in the mid-1850s, and the Civil War, the Battle of Missionary Ridge, took place all around this rail line because it was an important supply line.
In the day, the advent of having a train come to and through was equivalent of having an international airport and jet travel in their time. I mean, it was a game changer, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, before the train came along, you basically walked. You might ride a horse. You certainly could go by boat where there was rivers that were actually navigable. But the steam engine was a multiplier as far as transportation, and the amount of time it took to get from one place to another just fell dramatically.
I can imagine going back in time, a little kid in the day would have been like a little kid when we were growing up with aviation, the awe that we had for airplanes in the sky. These kids probably thought steam engine was the coolest thing that ever hit planet
Earth. Anytime you hit, get these changes in technology, we have generations that are just amazed, including adults and children, that life is so much different, and these game changers, even from propeller planes to jets, would be like going from steam to diesel locomotives.
Very, very good. For further information.
Yes, the best way to get in touch with us is our website, which is simply tvrail.com, as in Tennessee Valley Railroad, tvrail.com.
And you're right outside of Chattanooga.
That's correct. Actually, we're inside the city limits. You won't believe it, but we are entirely inside the city limits of Chattanooga.
Nice. Thanks again.
Tim Andrews, and I'm the president.
Excellent. Thanks, Tim.
All right. I'm Zach Gilmore with the Tennessee Valley Railroad, and I'm an engineer.
You're a 28-year-old engineer.
28, and that's right.
Tell us about how this happened. You had a vision, love of trains since you were born, really.
That's right. My mom and grandparents brought me out to ride the train when I was 2 or 3 years old, and it was game over after that. I was hooked. So I started here. This was my first job in high school. I started working in the dining car and selling tickets, and I worked my way up to conductor, engineer, fireman, and now I help train the other engineers and firemen. So it's really, really great.
As an engineer, as a train driver, it must be fun. Tell us what are the most heartwarming.
Running the steam engine, I think, is the most close to operating a living, breathing monster. It has a mind of its own at times. You're using all your senses, your smell, sight, hearing. You're listening to the engine, so you're using everything in that one moment.
The other dynamic that I find really fascinating, you're not like a race car driver by yourself. You are working literally in concert as a team. Tell us about how you work together.
I can't go without the fireman. If he doesn't put the water and coal in, we're not going anywhere. And just vice versa, he's depending on me to operate the engine as easily and efficiently as possible, so he's not breaking his back over there shoveling coals. So.
Right, but as you're going, you're communicating and telling him what you need. Give us an example of that.
That's right. He's helping me watch the track because the long boiler I can't see, so he's watching the track for me. I'm letting him know, hey, I'm going to, we're going up a big hill. I'm going to work it harder, or we're about to go down the hill. You know, we want to make sure there's enough water in the boiler, so we're working back and forth, and he's telling me what he needs. You know, hey, I need to ease off, I got to get my pressure up, and those sort of things. So it's a teamwork, and it's more important that as an engineer, you have to be a fireman first. So you have to know what he's going through to get to this point. So you have to know all the steps that it takes, so that way you're easier, and you know exactly what he needs.
And your full name again?
Zach Gilmore.
So Zach, do you think little baby Zach is it? Second grader had a clue of who he'd be when he grew up?
I think this is no idea. It would have blown his mind. If I could tell him now what we're doing, he would be completely blown away by that. And this is the dream job. I come to work and play with trains all day.
How can you get paid for it?
You can't beat that, right?
So don't tell anybody.
That's right. I wake up every day excited to come to work. It's really a wonderful thing.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.